We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, motivated viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorba 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorubird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. Nadea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus. In Milong, Channel 36 on Tele Satellite.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Desamparados, Asari, and Carrios de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Pontarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upalacentro, Canalete, Vijagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cable Visión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hoditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Qinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on Didish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sangsar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Sla Cable TV, in Bakhnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company or MTC. In Bainzakh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khang Ur District, Channel 52 on Midelis Cable TV. And in Sangbun Kherhang District, Channel 3 on Tafast Esjim Cable TV. In Tsetserlik of Arkhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company or MTC. In Bayang Khangor of Bayang Khangor Province, Channel 19 on Sakang Dasle Cable TV. In Bolshgang of Bolshgang Province, Channel 21 on Midelis Cable TV. In Darkhang Ur Province, in Darkhang, Channel 8 on Darkhang Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Sla Cable TV. In Sharing Gothsom, Channel 12 on Ot Cable TV. In Darnongob Province, in Zamin Utsom, Channel 4 on Harleong Cable TV. And in Sanshan City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In San Sangsom of Dangpur Province, Channel 40 on Takrok Cable TV. In Chur of Gobsumbur Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Khenti Province, in Bor Andorsam, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. And Channel 22 on Denghot's Cable TV. In Undakhan City, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. In Hok of Hok Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Murung of Hofskul Province, Channel 48 on Shwa Cable TV. In Irdanet of Orhang Province, Channel 58 on Shwa Cable TV. Channel 26 on Shwa Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Saleng Province, in Hutar, Channel 21 on Erden Cable TV. And Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Tungkara of Mantarsum, Channel 24 on Taslos Cable TV. And in Sukhbatar, Channel 51 on Tani Saleng Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Barun Orsam of Sukhbatar Province, Channel 12 on Acher Cable TV. In Tok Province, in Batsum Barsum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTVN. in Lung Sum, Channel 20 on Narang Erhten Ur Cable TV, in Zamar Sum, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Sakang Da Sre Cable TV, and in Zhong Mot, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN, in Owe Hangai Province, in Arvai Kher, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, in Hujertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, in Ha Horinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, and in Oyongsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV, in Ulangwam Som of Ofs Province, Channel 13 of Dorhung Sharka Cable TV, in Uliaste of Zahang Province, search Supreme Master TV on Uliaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Amphoe Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In the Czech Republic, in Olomouc and surrounding areas, on www.grapesc.cz using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia donates more than $36 million to enhance healthcare and education in Afghanistan. In sustainable energy news, French and Irish companies collaborate to build a large tidal energy farm. In animal welfare news, the presence of a giant ibis in the Kokong province in Cambodia is recorded after nearly a century. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 30th, multi-talented Brazilian diplomat, poet, painter, and playwright Mr. Manuel José de Araújo Porto Alegre is remembered. Born in São José de Rio Pardo in 1806, he passed away on this day in 1879. Mr. Porto Alegre co-founded in 1849 the magazine Guanabara. Recognized as being influential in the movement of the Romanticism writing style in Brazil, he wrote several plays as well as a lyric opera. In addition, Mr. Porto Alegre was artist of the Imperial Chamber of Emperor Dom Pedro II of Brazil and later director of the works of the Imperial Palace. In 1858, he began serving as consul of Brazil in what is now Germany, then later of Portugal. Mr. Porto Alegre was honored as Knight of the Order of Christ and Knight of the Order of the Rose. May those with many creative gifts, as exemplified by Manuel José de Araújo Porto Alegre, bless our world with more beauty and joy.
Flying news. Lava mudflow claims lives at Indonesia volcano site. At least four villagers lost their lives and a dozen others were hospitalized with injuries on Tuesday night, December 27th, after fast-moving mudflow streaming from the mouth of the Gama Lama volcano on Ternate in Indonesia's Maluku Islands hit their communities. Heavy rains that fell on Tuesday caused two rivers on the eastern side of the 1,715-meter-high crater to overflow, carrying torrents of cold lava, rocks, and other volcanic debris from an eruption earlier this month into six villages. In addition to those injured, over 2,500 residents were displaced and were taking shelter at several government offices.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our local association members please check with local officials
hospitals to see if any assistance is needed, and to go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate. She added that financial aid is available for urgent necessities.
Indonesian officials and personnel, we sincerely appreciate your efforts to help the affected residents, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her sincere concern. Our prayers for the smooth recuperation of the injured, and that such disasters may be curbed through our striving for more benevolent stewardship of the ecosphere.
Earthquakes shake Turkey and Chile as volcano erupts in Indonesia. On Tuesday, December 27th, twin quakes of magnitude 4.4 and 4.3 struck just 59 kilometers west of the Turkish city of Aydın, setting off panic in Kuşadası district residents. The next day, a tremor measuring 4.7 on the Richter scale struck northern Chile, centered 64 kilometers southeast of Copiapo in the Atacama region. It was also felt in the Coquimbo region. Meanwhile, following an initial eruption in July 2011, Indonesia's Mount Lokon erupted once more on Wednesday, spewing clouds of ash that fell on two villages some 5 kilometers away from the peak.
Although the rumbling of the volcanic activity sparked fear among the villagers, there were fortunately no immediate reports of damage or injuries, and no evacuation orders were issued. With thankfulness for the security of those in the affected areas, let us strive to eliminate such distressing events through our more considerate, eco-stabilizing efforts as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
What's even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
Life about only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông lúc túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ chưa màu, mặc trung xuê hạc đầu cũng phận mới xin làm sao. Loạn tiếng thế chìm mau loạn, sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông, nước túc theo sau mẹ khi lông tơ dưa đốm màu, mặc trong xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao. Chớp loạn tiếng thế chìm mau loạn, ôi con thơ ở lại mẹ đã nát tan, ai thương dùm con tôi đừng giết chúng.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 390. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you. China opens Ice and Snow Festival. Amidst fireworks and performances, the 13th Manzhouli Ice and Snow Festival was officially launched on Sunday, December 25th, in China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region, one of the nation's most popular winter destinations. With a theme that highlights cultural exchange among China, Russia and Mongolia, more than 400 sculptures convey the rich architecture and other symbols of the three countries, with additional festival activities that include a first-ever beauty contest, as well as sports events. Our accolades, Manzhouli Ice and Snow Festival organizers, for your work together on this distinctive occasion, wishing all attendees abundant enjoyment of its artistic delights, as understanding and friendships are enhanced through the shared cultures of your countries.
More stringent measures seeing reduced U.S. alcohol-related accidents. In its 2011 annual report, the U.S. organization Mothers Against Drunk Driving has given top five-star ratings to the states of Arizona, Illinois, Kansas, Nebraska, and Utah for their legislation to halt driving while under the influence of alcohol. Effective measures include the requirement of ignition interlocks for all first-time offenders, which prevent the car from starting when the driver has consumed alcohol, as well as other initiatives such as sobriety checkpoints.
In states such as Arizona, where ignition interlocks are required, alcohol-related traffic fatalities have dropped by almost 50%, from 399 in 2006 to 210 last year. And in Hawaii, where the ignition interlock program was launched at the beginning of this year as completely self-sustaining and requires no taxpayer dollars, at least 466 drivers with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or above were prevented from starting their automobiles this year. Congresswoman Sharon Ha stated, "This is truly a victory for all the people of the state of Hawaii." Meanwhile, as states like Nebraska passed laws to activate the system effective January 1, 2012, the National Highway Safety Administration has reported a decline in alcohol-related accidents across the country, with some 5% fewer fatalities from 2009 to 2010 alone.
Bravo, all five-star states, for your progressive actions to save lives, as we also thank Mothers Against Drunk Driving for their tireless efforts in protecting public safety. May more and more governments join in such measures to usher in societies that are healthy, safe, and intoxicant-free.
Prohibition on alcohol.
The Baha'i Faith. Beware lest ye exchange the wine of God for your own wine, for it will stupefy your minds and turn your faces away from the countenance of God. The Kitab-i Aqdas. God hath prohibited unto man the drinking of wine. A Traveler's Narrative.
Buddhism. Alcohol is the root of immorality and evils. Mahaparinirvana Sutra. A disciple of the Buddha should not intentionally consume alcoholic beverages, as they are the source of countless offences. If he but offers a glass of wine to another person, his retribution will be to have no hands for 500 lifetimes. Brahmajala Sutra.
Gaudai. Many people have half their body die as a result of wine. Once we lose our human status, we can't expect to rise to the ranks of the sages, saints, and Buddha. Also, when our mind is uncontrollable, we leave our door open for negative spirits to enter, thus leading us to do many sinful things and causing us to be bound forever by the cycle of reincarnation. Therefore, I forbid you to drink wine. Divine Messages.
Christianity and Judaism. Be not among wine bibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Proverbs, Holy Bible. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortionists shall inherit the kingdom of God. Corinthians, Holy Bible. The Doctrine and Covenants.
Hinduism. For liquor is the defiling dirt excreted from rice, and dirt is said to be evil. Therefore, a priest, ruler, or commoner should not drink liquor. Manu Smriti. A Brahmana, knower of God, who drinks the spirituous liquor called Sura, shall enter the bodies of small and large insects, of moths, of birds feeding on ordure, and of destructive beasts. Brahmana means knower of God. Manu Smriti.
Islam. They ask thee concerning wine and gambling. Say, in them is great sin. The Holy Quran.
Jainism. Alcohol stupefies the mind. One whose mind is stupefied forgets piety, and the person who forgets piety commits violence without hesitation. Puru Shurta Sidi Upaya.
Sikhism. One man offers wine and another pours it himself. It makes him crazy and senseless and devoid of all reason. Then one cannot distinguish between one's own and another's and is cursed by God. Drinking it, one forsakes one's master and is punished at the Lord's court. Yes, drink not this vicious wine under any circumstances. Sri Guru Granth Sahib. The demented fool drinks in the deadly poison while he believes the ambrosial naam, or essence of God, to be bitter. He does not even approach the Sad Sangat, the company of the holy. He wanders lost through 8.4 million incarnations. Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
The poison of this world, through namely meat, alcohol, cigarette, drugs, intoxicants, etc., etc., have cast an iron chain on their mental, physical, emotional strength. So, if we want to detox ourselves, we have to refrain from further poisoning our body and mind by eating meat, taking alcohol, or cigarette, drugs, any kind of poisonous intoxicant that is not natural to our divine body. Then we can think better, we become ourselves, we regain our own wisdom and our own selves, like the primordial being before we come to this world.
Damaged Russian ship freed from Antarctic ice. After nearly 2 weeks of being stranded in Antarctic waters due to hull damage that occurred in a collision with ice, the Russian vessel Sparta was successfully repaired thanks to New Zealand and South Korean joint rescue efforts. Having anchored to an Antarctic shelf to keep from sinking, the Sparta and her 32 Russian, Indonesian and Ukrainian crew members were first aided by New Zealand's Rescue Coordination Center, which made two parachute drops of water pumps and hull patching gear. When the South Korean research vessel Aran arrived, her crews pumped fuel out of the Sparta to allow the damaged area to become accessible for repair. By Wednesday, with repairs complete, the Aran was escorting the Sparta back into open waters. Our sincere thanks, New Zealand Rescue Coordination Center and South Korea's Aran crew, for your kind and life-saving assistance. Wishing the Sparta crew a safe passage home and many joyous reunions with loved ones.
Save Our Planet. Studies highlight growing urgency of preserving biodiversity. A review of 8 studies conducted by 30 scientists from Australia, New Zealand, and the Pacific Islands, published in the scientific journal Pacific Conservation Biology, has found that climate change is worsening the situation for flora and fauna in the Oceanian region, which is already severely impacted by intensive agriculture, habitat loss, and other problems. Land, marine, and freshwater environments are all affected. Recently, U.S. scientists at the University of Miami in Florida also drew attention to the danger of ever-enlarging dead zones in the ocean, which are shrinking the habitat of all marine species, including fish. Their study evaluated the survival of blue marlin, billfish, and tropical tuna, whose size and active movements necessitate large amounts of dissolved oxygen.
The researchers found that not only are the fish being deprived by dead zones of habitable regions, they are also being forced into waters closer to the surface, where they are more vulnerable to fishing. University of Miami researcher Dr. Jian Gong Luo noted, "In human terms, you might describe it as if you were in a house on fire with only one exit, then discovering you have a robber inside the house at the same time." Despite a commitment made in 2002 by governments across the globe to protect 10% of the world's oceans and their inhabitants by 2012, the agreements created so far cover only a little more than 1%. Lead author of the Oceania study, Australian Professor Richard Kingsford of the University of New South Wales, spoke of the urgency of addressing these issues as he stated, "There are opportunities to mitigate some of these impacts, but it requires planning now, not when future generations inherit the problem."
Many thanks, international scientists, for your efforts to inform the public of this alarming imbalance on our planet. May we join in acting now to implement earth-saving practices that protect and preserve all lives.
Speaking with deep concern for the alarming loss of biodiversity, Supreme Master Qinghai during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand reminded of what humanity must do in order to ensure the continuation of life on Earth.
It's a very sad thing because Our animal friends are suffering terribly due to the effects of global warming. Many of the animals are dying or at the brink of extinct or already gone due to unbearable temperatures, or they are being forced out of their habitats, just like human climate refugees, except they are not nearly as equipped as we are at adapting to new environments. To ensure the peace and comfort of all our animal co-inhabitants, we really should first cease to consume them, any animal at all. Then the wild areas and habitats will be restored, as will be the animals' natural lives. That's the best way to protect them, to show our love to them.
Save Our Planet, UK-based BBC News, reported on December 23, 2011, that the nation's endangered fairy shrimp, a tiny beautiful crustacean that normally hatches around Christmas, faces increasing threats to its survival, as noted by scientists at the wildlife charity Pond Conservation, due to extended drought, leaving many of its pools at risk of drying out completely.
Save Our Planet. The US-based National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration stated on December 20, 2011, that 60 ringed seals in the Arctic and Bering Strait regions of Alaska had perished, with 75 found still alive but suffering from skin lesions and the cause still unknown.
Hi, I'm Mello the Manatee, and I'm following a diet of kindness without any animal products. Here's a tip of the day. For a compassionate New Year's resolution, adopt the plant-based diet, which will benefit your precious health, our lovely animal co-inhabitants, and cherished planet. There are a number of groups happy to help you with the transition. Make new friends. Check out what's available in your local community, or even start a veg club yourself. Good luck! Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
humanitarian news, Australia donates more than $36 million to enhance healthcare and education in Afghanistan. The 4-year program, which will help 300,000 individuals, is being funded by AusAid. It will be implemented by non-governmental organisations, Save the Children. The project includes building 20 schools, training 250 women as teachers, and improving the nutrition of 20,000 children. Our heartfelt gratitude, Australia, for your generosity. Also, many thanks, Save the Children, for your dedicated efforts. May the warm-hearted people of Afghanistan gain many benefits from your kind assistance.
In sustainable energy news, French and Irish companies collaborate to build a large tidal energy farm. French utility company EDF and Irish technology company Open Hydro are constructing the farm off France's northern coast of Pampelle, Brittany. It will be able to supply power to 4,000 homes through four 850-ton turbines, which have been built with a large opening in the center. This will allow marine wildlife to pass through untouched. Congratulations, France, on this eco-friendly project. May we see more such green endeavors in all parts of the world. Up next on Noteworthy News, the giant ibis makes a rare reappearance in the Valley of Cambodia. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more wonderful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, charming news for a delightful world. In animal welfare news, a rare giant ibis is photographed in a province of Cambodia. A picture of the beautiful bird was taken in the Koh Phong Som Valley in Kokong Province. This was the first time in almost a century that the presence of the world's largest ibis has been recorded in this province. One of the world's most endangered birds, the giant ibis can grow to be almost 1 metre or 3.5 feet long. It is believed that there are approximately 100 breeding pairs remaining, most of whom reside in Cambodia. Wildlife Alliance, who set up the automated infrared camera which took the picture, stated that the area will now be surveyed to determine if more of the beautiful avians reside there. Kudos, Wildlife Alliance, for your good news. We pray that this amazing messenger of the divine flourishes in joy and security with heaven's grace.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Italian entitled Playing Safe.
Non mi ami più, dice la moglie di Achille, in lacrime. Quando piango non chiedi mai perché. Mi spiace, cara, dice Achille, ma questo genere di domande in passato mi sono costate caro.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Message from the Seals. This deeply moving communication can be accessed in our online archives.
This always has me in tears. I love the seals. Jeffrey from the United Kingdom.
Gentle soul Jeffrey, thank you for sharing. One only has to look into the eyes of these beautiful co-inhabitants to know they are bringing a very special love and intelligence to our planet. We pray that humanity awakens and respects the God-given lives of these exquisite beings. May heaven bless you and all the caring people of the United Kingdom with inner tranquility and splendor.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's light shine on you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a meeting with visiting Thai Senate President Thiradej Mipien, President Dung Thung Sang of Aulag or Vietnam commends the growing cooperation between the two countries as he also conveys his wish for continued mutual expansion.
Chile's Congress approves a voter reform measure that offers greater representation through an automatic registration system that establishes eligibility for nearly 5 million new citizen voters.
Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Malki and counterparts from the Mercosur countries of Uruguay, Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina sign a free trade agreement, with the Palestinian minister also conveying his wish that Mercosur nations trading with Israel contribute to peace in the Middle East.
Researchers at the University of Illinois in the USA develop a new bandage called a microvascular stamp, which encourages the growth of blood vessels on the surface of wounds and is intended to benefit a number of medical areas.
The Italian Cooperation, a public and private humanitarian organization of Italy, donates funds for two mobile clinics to support the Somalia-based Young Doctors Association in treating more than 200 women and children asylum seekers daily in Mogadishu.
The 42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton pledges a match of $2 from his personal funds for every $1 donated to his charitable foundation by the end of 2011 for initiatives that include improved global treatment for AIDS and malaria, as well as ways to address climate change.
The UK-based anti-smoking charity ASH Scotland states that a person who smokes 20 cigarettes a day could save at least £2,500 each year by quitting. In addition to health benefits, such as improved circulation, as well as reduced risk of heart attack, coronary disease, and lung cancer.
Thanks to the generosity of British citizens, international charity Save the Children raised more than £7 million since July 2011 for humanitarian supplies to benefit 1.7 million drought-affected children in East Africa, making the campaign the most successful in the organization's history.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.